Hillary Clinton is unlikely to make it to the White House without significant support from African-American voters. In 2008, a large majority supported her opponent for the Democratic nomination, President Obama. One major setback for Clinton came in South Carolina. That state hosts one of the early primaries, and Clinton lost by nearly 30 points. Yesterday, she made her first visit to that state since announcing her candidacy for 2016. Sarah McCammon from Georgia Public Broadcasting was there.
With a hint of Southern twang slipping into her speech, Hillary Clinton addressed a hotel ballroom full of Democratic women in Columbia, South Carolina.
I just came from Kiki's Chicken and Waffles, which I highly recommend. And I was meeting with a group of African American businesswomen, and they were telling me what they needed to keep
Clinton focused on women's issues, calling for policies to promote equal pay for equal work, particularly, she said, for minority women. Clinton recalled her middle-class childhood, helping her father with his small textile business. And she looked back on a more sensitive moment.
Some of you might remember we had a pretty vigorous campaign in 2008. I vaguely recall.
Chances are she recalls it a little better than vaguely. Clinton's disappointing loss to Obama in 2008 followed a heated campaign. It included attacks on Obama by her husband, Bill Clinton, that some Obama supporters felt went too far.
This whole thing is the biggest fairy tale I've ever seen.
Hillary Clinton is hoping to get past all that by highlighting her work on behalf of Obama.
And both President Obama and I worked really hard, and he won. And I lost, and then I went to work to make sure he'd win.
If the largely African-American crowd was any indication, any bad feelings seemed to be in the past.
You know it was Obama, but it's Hillary now.
Margaret Wilson of Greenwood, South Carolina, says she thinks most black voters will get behind Hillary Clinton.
I like her platform, and I like the things she did as Secretary of State. And I like the stamina that she has. She is a strong woman.
Ramona Brown, a third grade teacher from Columbia, hosted a house party last weekend to drum up support for Clinton.
All right, guys, you're a little off agenda.
She invited about a dozen women, mostly African-American teachers, many of whom had supported Obama 8 years ago, but not Brown.
Secret, but I actually supported her in 2008. She was my favorite and still was.
One of her friends, Alexis Carwise, teaches fifth grade and is still making up her mind. But Carwise thinks Clinton needs to work hard to excite black voters the way that Obama did.
And I think the difference was his passion, his use of words, his ability to connect on a personal relationship with what people needed. Whereas Hillary Clinton, that connection wasn't there.
A few miles away, Sindra Sally sits in a hair salon in Columbia waiting for her daughter's hair to be styled.
If you care about us, our vote matters, our lives matter.
Sally says she thinks Hillary Clinton has a chance to win over African Americans this time around and carry on Obama's vision for the country.
I think we had a lot of people who they wanted to see a first black president, but they were torn between a first woman president. And you don't have that opportunity but once in a lifetime.
As Hillary Clinton tries again for the White House, black voters may be key in determining whether she can win. For NPR News, I'm Sarah McCammon in Columbia, South Carolina.